Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jesus Tavares. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Abbott. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Weathers. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, David Weathers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Everett. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rico Brogna. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Vizcaino. Batting seventh. The catcher, Kelly Stinnett. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Damon Buford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Mlicki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dave Mlicki. And now, play ball. Jesus Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Tavares. The throw from Stinnett to Vizcaino and they have Tavares trapped. The throw over to Brogna, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Abbott strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mlicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Butler bunts towards the mound. Weathers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun fields the ball and throws to Weathers covering. Safe. Butler moves to second. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Kent batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kent takes first base on ball four. Rico Brogna is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brogna hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops it up and throws to first, with Weathers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brogna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pendleton for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Colbrun hits a fly ball into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizcaino is called out on strikes. One out. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stinnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Mlicki is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mlicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. David Weathers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weathers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weathers fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Carl Everett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kent is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kent takes first base on ball 4. Rico Brogna is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brogna is 0-for-1 in the game. Brogna hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jesus Taveras is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taveras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taveras is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. Conine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizcaino is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizcaino takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stinnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizcaino moves to second. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vizcaino scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Mlicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mlicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Mlicki bunts towards the mound. Weathers fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Brett Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Butler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Tavares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun strikes out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. 2 outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pendleton moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brogna scoops it up and throws to first, with Mlicki covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alfonso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a line drive into center field. Tavares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0 for 2 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Konin. Everett reaches second base with a double. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kent is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kent hits a pop-up towards third. Pendleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rico Brogna batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brogna is 0 for 2 in the game. Brogna is walked intentionally. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizcaino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vizcaino hits a line drive into left field. Konin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Mario Diaz pinch hits for David Weathers. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Jesus Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares bunts towards the mound. Mlicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to third. 1 out. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Abbott is 0 for 2 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Diaz scores. It's Marlins, 1, Mets, 1. Jeff Konin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konin is 0 for 2 in the game. Konin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Vera's now pitching. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stinnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Mlicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mlicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Mlicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott misplays the ball. That's an error on Abbott. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun hits a fly ball into right field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Everett. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Gregg pinch hits for Randy Veras. Tommy Gregg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gregg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-1, Marlins. Jesus Taveras is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taveras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taveras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Jesus Taveras now playing right field. Chuck Carr now playing center field. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Everett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Everett bunts beyond first. Colbrun can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Alfonso moves to second. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kent is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kent hits a fly ball into right field. Taveras settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alfonso moves to third. One out. Rico Brogna batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brogna is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brogna takes first base on ball 4. Everett moves to second. Jose Vizcaino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizcaino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vizcaino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott fields it and throws to second for the out. Alfonso scores. Everett moves to third. 2 outs. It's Marlins, 2. Mets, 2. Joe Orsolak pinch hits for Kelly Stinnett. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Orsolak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Damon Buford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Colbrun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Alberto Castillo now catching. Doug Henry now pitching. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Abbott hits a pop-up towards first. Brogna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Conine is 0-for-3 in the game. Conine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pendleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Spears pinch hits for Doug Henry. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Spears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conine. Spears reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matthews fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Butler. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Butler steals second. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alfonso is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alfonso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Everett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Everett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Everett takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kent is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Colbrun is 0-for-3 in the game. Colbrun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carr hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Florida Marlins, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.